How many clients will I lose if I switch firms? That one question freezes more good advisors than any clause in any contract. And the people most eager to answer it with a number are usually the ones recruiting you. Today, I want to show you why any single retention figure is a promise nobody can honestly make. What actually decides how your book behaves in a move, and the five pieces of client information you can legally take with you. Quick note before we get into it. Advisor Growth Lab is not a broker-dealer, and everything here is for educational purposes only. It's not individualized legal, tax, or investment advice. Every advisor's situation is different. So treat this as a map, not a set of directions. This one's for any advisor who has run the math on leaving and stalled out on the client question. By the end, you'll know the three things that drive retention, how much of the outcome is actually in your hands, and the rules on client outreach that can cost you households you would otherwise have kept. Start with why I won't give you a percentage. It's not caution. It's that the number doesn't exist. Retention varies so much by book, by channel, and by how the move is run that a figure borrowed from someone else's transition tells you almost nothing about yours. A 20-year advisor with deep planning relationships and mostly recurring advisory revenue is playing a different game than a transactional book built on product sales and branch walk-ins, even if both books show the same assets on paper. So the honest answer has a shape instead of a number. Attrition concentrates in the thin relationships and spares the deep ones. It runs higher when the move is rushed, lower when it's prepared, and it's bounded by a plain behavioral fact. Your client's relationship is with the person who answers when the market drops and they panic, not with the sign on the door. What I can tell you with sources is how common the move has become. Fidelity's advisor movement study found that more than half of advisors had considered switching firms within a five-year window, and roughly one in four actually moved. Diamond Consultants' annual transition report counted more than 11,000 experienced advisors changing firms in 2025, up about 16% from the year before. Advisors run this play in the thousands every single year, and firms keep paying real money to recruit them. If books collapse on the way out the door as a rule, the recruiting industry built around advisor movement would not exist. So what does decide it? Three things, roughly in this order: relationship depth, revenue mix, and execution quality. Relationship depth first. Clients hire you, not the firm. The plan you built when they sold the business, the call you took when a parent died and there was an estate to sort, the years of judgment they've leaned on, that lives with you and it moves with you. The relationships at risk are the thinner ones, accounts that came with the desk when you inherited a book, households you haven't spoken to in 2 years, clients tied to you by convenience or by the firm's brand, an honest inventory of where the trust runs deep and where it runs shallow will tell you more about your likely retention than any industry headline. Second, revenue mix. A book built on recurring advisory relationships behaves differently in a move than a book built on transactions. A fee-based planning client talks to you regularly, experiences the relationship as ongoing, and has a live reason to follow you. A one-off transaction client may not notice you left until the next statement arrives with an unfamiliar name on it. Stickiness is exactly what a transition tests, and it's the same reason recurring revenue commands a premium when practices get valued. Third, execution. A careful, well-communicated, legally clean transition keeps clients that a rushed one loses. Timing, preparation, the first conversation each household hears, how fast their accounts open, and their paperwork clears at the new firm. All of it is in your hands. And that's the good news buried inside the scary question. The biggest variable is the one you control. Now, the part where execution gets concrete, because client outreach in a transition runs on real rules. And this is where those households you'd otherwise have kept can get lost. The framework is the broker protocol, created back in 2004 by a few of the big firms, Smith Barney, Merrill Lynch, and UBS, to protect clients' privacy and their freedom to choose their advisor. The official protocol text spells out exactly 5 pieces of client information a departing advisor may take, and only for clients you personally served. Client name, address, phone number, email address, and account title. Nothing else. No account numbers, no statements, no copies of firm documents. Take more than those 5 fields, and you forfeit the protocol's protection, which is the fastest way to turn a clean exit into litigation. And to be covered at all, you generally resign in writing to local branch management. You leave the firm a copy of the client information you're taking. And the condition that surprises people, both your old firm and your new one have to be signatories. The protocol is voluntary. More than 2,000 firms were on the administrator's list as of October 2025. But firms join and withdraw, and some of the biggest names stepped in and then stepped right back out around 2017 and 2018. If either firm in your move isn't a member, the protocol simply doesn't apply, and your employment agreement governs instead. That usually means a non-solicitation clause and a much narrower path to the clients you built, which makes this exactly the moment for a securities attorney who reads transition agreements for a living. Most advisors don't have one on call, and that's the point. Get one in your corner before any resignation letter exists, not after. One more point before I wrap up. Notice what all of this does to the original question. How many clients will I lose is passive. It's something that happens to you. How well can I execute is active. It's something you drive. The advisors who retain well tend to be the advisors who prepared well. The honest inventory of the book, the agreement read by the right attorney, the communication plan mapped out before anyone hands in a letter. Retention is mostly a preparation problem, and preparation starts on your own time, months before anything becomes real. One caution to keep the frame honest. Preparation moves the odds. It does not remove the risk. Nobody can hand you certainty here, and an advisor who plans as if every single household follows is making the same mistake in the other direction. If you want a real read on where you stand instead of a fear-based one, we built a short assessment for exactly this. 6 questions, free, on our website at advisorgrowthlab.com. It shows you what your own situation says about readiness and retention risk and which question to answer next. Count your relationships before you count your losses. Clear eyes first, the move second. I'll see you tomorrow.